May the Lord's wisdom and peace guide and keep you, blessed family. We've gotten what we believe may be a warning that the hour has come. Several times during the day on August 31st, both Ezekiel and I looked up at the clock or one of our pieces of equipment and saw 9/11 or some variation, like 11/9. His suffering was off the charts all day long. 4 different episodes of the stigmata, excruciatingly painful. He cried out many times in agony. I was also feeling the tremendous weight of what the Lord was going through and could barely operate or think clearly. It was so heavy. This continued to happen all day long yesterday and into the night when I was trying to work. Then in the wee small hours of the morning, Ezekiel began to understand and clarify what this was about. He believes that China is about to attack. In fact, he heard a voice, which he believed was the Lord, say, in 48 hours, China will launch. In the Bible promises, when we went for a confirmation, we got the guidance reading, which is always a confirmation. I didn't yet have time to discern more, or our group come together to discern before our worship started, which I put on shuffle after asking the Holy Spirit to please tell us a clear story through the songs. He didn't waste a minute of time. The first song was In the Days of Noah, by Misty Edwards. That's a very foreboding song. If you've never heard it, I suggest you look it up. It's amazing. Very relevant about the scorn and ridicule people had for prophecy that was about to be fulfilled. Then an Irish jig called Water Under the Keel, during which I saw many brides in full wedding attire jubilantly congregating into a massive banqueting hall and being led to the banqueting table for the wedding supper of the Lamb. After that played, then Breathe on Us played by Carrie Job. Mind you, the Holy Spirit had total control of what played next. At that point, when Breathe on Us was playing, the heavens opened into a big circular opening in the sky, and I saw our relatives in the great cloud looking down at us, waving and shouting for joy. They were absolutely ecstatic, looking in on us and cheering us on. And I waved to them, at which point such a rush of joy overtook me that I could hardly stand. I felt a mighty empowerment flood over us. And I raised my staff and used my tambourine to sprinkle everyone in the room with what I was feeling, just as the Lord has taught us to do in warfare. Right after that, the Holy Spirit played Left Behind in the Storm, and we all settled back down into the reality. This may very well be it. We are right on the verge of an event that will change the world forever. And everyone in the room became very quiet, especially those who knew they were being left behind to lead. This all happened at 11 a.m. Thursday, September 1st, 2022. 48 hours from now would be somewhere around Saturday morning, September 3rd, or first Saturday. Now, that's a very special day for the Blessed Virgin Mary, because the first Saturday of every month is a day celebrating the Fatima apparitions and praying for sinners and being especially aware of our sins and repenting and praying. And her intercession for us on that day would be most powerful. So what the Lord is pointing to is an event of some kind. If we have discerned correctly, something may very well happen Saturday morning, whether it be in Taiwan or here, I don't know. Of course, we can pray against it and ask for a stay of execution. But truly, brides and people are so weary and longing for something to happen. Even though we know when it does happen, it will be horrific. I had a strong impression that this event would coincide with the Lord equipping his body with new graces to evangelize the world. I felt it so strongly that the wind of the Spirit of God is about to hit the church anew. God help those internet teachers that slam Fatima and Our Lady's role as intercessor. As it was revealed to us in the scriptures during the wedding at Cana in the second chapter of John, I say this because they are defaming a most powerful intercessor for mankind next to Jesus Christ. And why not the most powerful human intercessor? Did she not give up her son to the most brutal death? Did she not carry the words of Simeon, "And a sword shall pierce your heart," for the 33 years leading up to his death and resurrection? Do you think for even one moment that her heart was not united with Jesus' agony, offering her son, whom she knew was the promised Messiah, the very Son of God, being crucified before her very eyes? She wanted what he wanted with all her heart, the salvation of mankind that her son would win. And she still wants what he wanted with all of her heart. And that's why she's been empowered to appear to us on earth and warn us of what is coming, to prepare us. At the time of her conception, she was given the grace of baptism, erasing the stain of original sin from her bloodline so that she could carry the Messiah in her womb. That is what the Immaculate Conception title means. It's not some assumed title glorifying her. It is more proof of the incarnation of Jesus into a body washed clean of the stain of Adam and all mankind's sin up to that point. Now, I respect L.A. Marzulli's work with demon aliens. And I was listening to a presentation from Paul Begley 3 nights ago, and I was deeply grieved by the way he attacked Fatima. Oh my gosh, I am so grieved at the slander and misunderstanding he is preaching to the world about the Mother of Jesus and the Fatima miracles. Hasn't the Lord taught us you will know them by their fruits? So what are the fruits of Fatima and the legitimate apparitions? 1, faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, who died for our sin and was resurrected. Prayer to Jesus Christ, especially with his mother's intercession, which is no different than calling a friend and asking them to pray for us. The Holy Spirit makes Our Lady aware of those who are asking for prayer. She joins her prayers to ours, and what powerful prayers she has. The position she's in with God, no other human being is in. You've got to know that a mother's prayers are very powerful, especially the Mother of Jesus. She teaches penance as a voluntary sacrifice of what is naturally pleasing to us in reparation for sin and in union with the sufferings of Jesus crucified, as written in Colossians 1:24. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. I've taught on this before, and I believe that the Lord has left a space for us to fill with our fasting and sacrifices so that we could prove our love for him and mankind by joining our fast offerings to him on his cross. And she also teaches, stop sinning and live in holiness, not the immorality of the world. Repent from unbelief to faith in Jesus Christ, and repent from sinful estrangement from God to humble submission to God's love. If Elie Marzulli can find one alien demon teaching this, he might have the beginning of a case. But all of us know full well that repentance, reparation, praying for the conversion of the lost is not the teaching of the New Age aliens. You will know them by their fruits, dear ones. Now, I brought this up for a very special reason, because Our Lady has been given many spiritual gifts. And why not? Because she who was faithful in the matter of raising Jesus was given even greater gifts in heaven to aid in the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is noteworthy, as nuclear war looms, that the priests at Hiroshima and Nagasaki were near ground zero when the bomb hit. They were praying and living the rosary and the message of Fatima. Everything around them was incinerated, except for the church at Hiroshima. And nearby, a woman reading about Mary at a library found herself alive after the bomb exploded, with everything around her flattened. She was unscathed by the blast, which was near to ground zero. None of the men or women ever became sick or lost hearing, and all lived to a ripe old age. The Blessed Virgin Mary is powerful to protect her intercessors. Powerful. It is her intercession that has such sway on the heart of Father God. And why shouldn't it? Did she not receive his son into her womb, suffer all that had to be suffered, and nurture him to full manhood, then offered everything that mattered to her for the salvation of sinners? So I want to share with you a short testimony about one of the priests who survived the blast, never lost hearing or contracted any radiation from the explosion. Okay, I bring this issue up now. Here is a short testimony of one of the priests who survived the blast and never lost hearing or contracted any radiation from the explosion. He's speaking about Hiroshima. It began in the midst of the devastation near the hypocenter. 8 Catholic missionary priests who were in the rectory survived. 4 of the priests whose lives were spared only sustained minor injuries from shattered windows. None suffered any hearing loss from the explosion. Their church, Our Lady of the Assumption, suffered the destruction of its stained glass windows, but did not fall. It was one of only a few buildings left standing in the midst of widespread destruction. Not only were they kept safe from the initial blast, they suffered no ill effects from the harmful radiation. Doctors who cared for them after the blast warned that radiation poisoning, to which they had been exposed, would cause serious lesions, illness, and even death. But 200 medical exams in the ensuing years showed no ill effects, confounding the doctors who had predicted dire consequences. Father Schiffer, who was only 30 years old when the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, told his story 31 years later. At the time, all 8 members of the priestly community who had lived through the bombing were still alive. Before the gathered faithful, he reminisced about celebrating Mass in the early morning, then sitting down in the rectory kitchen for breakfast. His memories were vivid. He had just sliced and dug his spoon into a grapefruit when there was a bright flash of light. He said that at first he thought it might be an explosion in the nearby harbor. Then he described the experience. Suddenly, a terrific explosion filled the air with one bursting thunderstroke. An invisible force lifted me from the chair, hurled me through the air, shook me, battered me, whirled me round and round like a leaf in a gust of autumn wind. The next thing I remembered, I opened my eyes and I was lying on the ground. I looked around and there was nothing in any direction. The railroad station and buildings in all directions were leveled to the ground. The only physical harm to himself was that he could feel a few pieces of glass in the back of his neck. As far as he could tell, there was nothing else physically wrong with himself, and many thousands were killed or maimed by the explosion. And I think I might have my facts mixed up here, because in one story, the stained glass windows were blown out of the church, but the church was left standing. He goes on, after the conquest of the Americans, army doctors and scientists explained to him that his body would begin to deteriorate because of the radiation. Many of the Japanese people had blisters and sores from the radiation. To the doctor's amazement, Father Schiffer's body contained no radiation or ill effects from the bomb. Father Schiffer attributes this to his devotion to the Blessed Mother and his daily Fatima Rosary. And that Fatima Rosary has specific promises for those who pray for sinners and a few other things that we do on First Saturday. He feels that he received a protective shield from the Blessed Mother, which protected him from all radiation and ill effects. This coincides with the bombing of Nagasaki, where St. Maximilian Kolbe had established a Franciscan friary, which was also unharmed because of the special protection from the Blessed Mother, as the brothers also prayed the daily rosary and had no effects from the bomb. When asked why he believed they were spared when so many others died, either from the explosion or from the subsequent radiation, Father Schiffer said, "We believe that we survived because we were living the message of Fatima, and that includes praying for conversion of the world. We lived and prayed the rosary daily in that home." And that was the end of the interview. Heart dwellers, the Lord has taught us to discern events by their fruits. Hundreds of thousands of lost souls have converted from communism and other religions to Christ because of the signs and wonders permitted to Our Lady by the Lord. Demon aliens do not orchestrate events to draw people to Christ. Mary also prophesied that if a people did not repent, another much worse war would ensue. And she predicted that Rome would lose the faith, which is certainly evident today. However, the underground church is alive and vibrant. In physical miracles, God surpasses the powers of physical nature, like the wonders that take place at Lourdes and Fatima and other locations. In moral miracles, God surpasses the powers of the human will in bending the will, or I'd say attracting the will to the will of God. Hundreds of thousands have turned to Jesus and reformed their lives at every authentic apparition site around the world, and thousands more have received miraculous healings. You will never hear anyone from these apparitions preaching that demon aliens sent Jesus to earth. Never. In conclusion, if you are in New York City and don't want to leave, I would highly recommend you find another place to stay for a few days, maybe even past September 11th, just in case what Ezekiel heard is to take place in New York City. Of course, prayer can change things. At the very least, gather a group together to pray the rosary for the conversion of sinners in the next 2 or 3 days. It may very well be that the Blessed Mother will protect you through the events that are to take place. Please be careful what you listen to, and if someone starts to bash the Blessed Mother or Fatima or other authentic apparitions, love them, but don't believe a word of what they say, because they do not understand how Our Lady is gifted. Because of the life that she led on earth. As the Lord said, those who are faithful in the littler things will be given the greater things to be faithful over. At the very least, let us pray for mercy. The Lord bless you, dear one.